I'm joined by Amir, who's from the Baza district of Damascus. Amir, can you describe what the atmosphere is like this morning?
Well, I'm hearing sounds of shelling, and since the early morning, since I woke up 3 hours ago, and up to this moment, helicopters still in flying over Damascus. Many helicopters, I think. Every neighborhood has his own helicopter over it.
So is there now more signs of bombardment on the city after yesterday?
Yes, of course. I think on Kafr Susa and Midan especially. Baza, it isn't an intensive shelling, and FSA, the Syrian army, is making some progress on the ground.
How do you mean? Describe what progress they've made.
In Baza, they yesterday they attacked a security branch, and hit the electricity supply to it. And in Rokhreddin, they also attacked the police station, but they couldn't enter it. But in Al Hajar al Aswad, they entered the police station, and they burn it. Also in Kafr Susa, this morning, I think I have a video somewhere. They destroyed two tanks in front of the cabinet building.
Yesterday, some people were celebrating on the streets. Presumably, it's would you think that's too early?
I'm sorry.
People were celebrating on the streets.
And yes, we were celebrating because of the great news yesterday of the killed military figures and the brother-in-law of the president. Yeah, the people was very happy.
Did you take part in the celebrations?
Well, yeah, here my family, we brought juice and stuff.
But is it too early to celebrate? Do you fear that there will be reprisals?
Well, I think it is still early. Yeah, but it was great news yesterday. These people are in fact the regime. They are controlling security and military, and their death is great news to us.
There have been reports today that Assad is in Latakia. Is that something that is being rumored in Damascus also?
Yeah, I read the report too, but frankly, I think, yeah, he may be. And some people say that actually he's wounded also, and he maybe was in that meeting.
He maybe was in the meeting?
Yeah, in that meeting, yes.
But it's impossible to know, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
It's impossible to know what's truth and rumour.
Yes, of course, because unlike all the explosions here in Damascus, the massive ones that targeted security branches or military branches, the Syrian TV went to those locations and live streamed from there and made interviews with people. But this time we didn't get any pictures, the location, the explosion locations. And frankly, a friend of mine lives near that location, and he told me he didn't hear anything.
So what do you think went on? How were they killed?
Frankly, I have no solid report, but there is, I think, millions of scenarios.
Were you surprised with by the way the Syrian state TV reported the deaths?
I'm sorry.
Were you surprised at the way the state TV reported the deaths?
Yes, of course it was fast, and the news stations around the world was getting their news from the TV, and this is, I think, this is the first time we hear the names of these people on TV. Those people like Asif Shawkat, they were like ghosts. No one dared to say their names, and they are dead now.
And just sort of sum it up, what does it feel like on the streets of Damascus today?
Well, it's a combination of fear and happiness. I think happiness because of what happened yesterday, and because of FSA is on the gates of Damascus, and fear of what would the upcoming days would bring to us. There's long lines in front of the bakery and food markets, and the main streets of Damascus are kind of empty. I heard that the commercial downtown is closed today, and also now I heard that the exams in the Damascus University has been held or stopped.
Why are there long queues at the bakery?
Because w people want to buy bread, lots of bread, because, like I told you, they fear the upcoming days.
What do you fear about chemical weapons?
I think there's a report we're circulating about that chemical weapons have been moved from their locations, and we heard about an FSA spokesperson, I think, talked about some missiles armed with chemical heads.
And does that scare you?
Well, of course, I am scared for my the safety of my family and mine.
Okay, Amir. Well, take care. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you.